学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the day， 我是 Larry。 我们请来的老师是 Emo。 那今天呢，雅思口语的话题主要就是动物园，对不对？
Oh, actually, I want to talk about this because recently some of my students, they happened to, you know, meet this topic in exam, and they said, you know, it's totally out of their mind what to talk about it, because, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I went to a zoo with my friends, with my parents, and probably when I was like 10 years old, or it's been probably 20 years, I haven't visited the place, butNow if you ask me to talk about it, actually I've got nothing to say. You know, in a zoo, I happen to see the animals, they're sleeping, and it's probably summer, and they're too lazy to move.
And in fact, despite of the fact that you can remember these animals' image in your mind, you know, you can't recognize, you can't express and tell the English name of these animals.
Exactly. That's the tricky part.
对，所以我们当我们在雅思口语考试或者平时要跟大家来聊动物园的时候，哎，你除了能够想起来什么时候和谁去动物园之外，你是不是还可以把动物园里的动物他们的英文名字给说出来？这就是一个难点。我们知道雅思口语考试四分之一的评分标准就是你的词汇量。
Exactly.
如果当大家都不知道大猩猩啊、这个鹿啊、这个熊猫啊英语怎么说的时候，而你却知道，
yeah.
如果你知道这些，那你的这个词汇量就很拔尖了。
And actually, you need to know the classifications of animals. At least, you know, it shows you learned something about the zoo or zoology or the basic ABCs of animals. So that shows at least you learned a little bit of that. And I think, you know, you can be, you can have a better remark in, you know, the exam.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the very beginning, I want to talk about, you know, some easy classifications of animals. Let's start from, you know, some animals and, you know, let's try to describe them, right?
Mm.
If animals like dogs, like, you know, chicken and cats, or the parrots, or, you know, these kind of animals. Actually, how do you would like to call them? Actually, how would you like to call them?
I
give them a classification.
You just mentioned parrots.
Yeah, like...
Parrots are birds, of course.
Parrots, chicken, cats, dogs, these things.
These
Can you give them a classification?
The living animals.
Living...
living animals.
Yeah, exactly. They're living things, right?
And I can hardly tell a very exact classification of these animals. You know, in my mind, according to my impression, animals can be divided into several, you know, parts like mammals, reptiles.
Exactly.
And insects, birds, and so on.
And marine animals, right?
Right.
But for us, actually, most importantly, people keep these animals at home, or people feed those animals for food. Like a cow, like a horse, these kind of animals. So we have a specific name for it.
Pets.
Well, do you have a cow as pet? Well, it's hard to say. Sometimes people say pigs are their pets.
对，那刚刚 Emma 老师说了啊，他说的这些动物有这个牛啊、鸡啊、还有鸟啊、就是鹦鹉啊。其实我不觉得他们是同一类动物，
yeah.
但是他居然有一个答案能告诉我们这些不同的动物它其实属于一个种类。
Exactly, they are one species. This is species categorized by human beings because people raise them for food or raise them for petting. So we give them a special name. They are domesticate animals.
Domesticate.
Domesticate animals.
就是家养的动物。
Exactly, or we say, domesticated animals. You can also use, you know, like ed or use this adjective, domestic or domesticated animals. That means people domesticate these animals and, keep them for food or for petting、
mm-hmm.
or for caring. Like a lot of dogs, they can take care of people.
嗯，也可以这样理解，就是这些动物都是被驯化的。
Exactly, that's the word in Chinese.
啊、uh-huh, ，所以被驯化的动物就是 domesticated.Animals.
Exactly.、
Mm.
So, what kind of animals, you know, can you think of for the domesticated or we say domestic animals?、
Mm. 哪一些动物是被驯化的动物、like cats. Oh,
cats.
I think all of these pets, including cats and dogs, are the domesticated animals, of course. And apart from dogs, cats and so
on.
I think
some birds, like parrots.
Parrots, 鹦鹉。
Actually, what else, like domesticated animals? Well, I can think of like cows, right?
Cows.
Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Horses.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Do people domesticate snakes?
I think some people really like
them. But it's very hard, right? Because they're so wild.Out of control.
我觉得蛇并没有被驯化，只不过呢，有一些人能够很好的训练它们。但是其实蛇并不会和人有很亲近的感觉。
Right. That's the key of, you know, domestication.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you build up an intimate relationship with them. Especially with the pets, right? But like snakes, they're cold-blooded.Animals.
这里有一个词大家可以学习一下叫做 intimate relationship.
Intimate relationship.
当你在描述一个动物如果是你家的宠物、或者是、一些和人比较友好的动物那么就可以用这个词叫做亲密的关系英文就是
intimate relationship.
Intimate, 亲密的、intimate relationship. 当然人和人之间也可以用这个词对吧
But actually, you know,、it seems it's easier for people to build up this intimate relationship with the pets.、
Yeah. It depends on what kind of pets you raise.
Have you ever watched the movie? It's the Totem of Wolf.
What?
It's the Totem of Wolf.
Totem of Wolf. Totem. What's Totem?
It was a movie、made by a...Probably a friend's director,、Lang Tu Teng.
Lang Tu Teng.
Actually, you know, it made me think、wolves actually,、they're not that wild. You also can build up this very intimate relationship with them as human being,、
mm-hmm.
right? This right. is what actually so touched me in the movie and、with that very handsome actor,And,、you know, I got really touched when I see the wolves, especially the baby wolves.、the wolves of baby, we call them cub, C-U-B. The cub of the wolves, and they、stay with the human being and、build up the really intimate relationships. The sad ending was、those pups or those cubs.They are gone, actually, to the wild as their nature calling. But、before that, you know, before、the specific, those little wolf, you know, is gone,、he turns back and look at the one, the handsome man. It shows, you know, he has the feeling and he has the connection with a human being. That's the part really touching, I think.In a movie. And it seems, you know, people and the human being, animals, we can build up the really intimate relationship.
嗯哼，人和动物之间还是可以有这个非常亲密的关系的。即便这个动物它可能是野生的，但是通过某种条件，如果它从小和你待在一块儿，可能就会产生这种 we say build up an intimate relationship.
Exactly. Have you had any pets at home or have you ever raised a pet?
I like pets, but I really hardly have time raising pets, actually. The pets sometimes cost you、a lot of things.
I got it. Recently, I am petting an animal. I've got 30 of them at home.
30 of them.
30 of them at home.
大家听清楚了吗？艾默老师现在家里面养了30个同一种类的动物。
Exactly.
当做宠物。哎，这到底我很好奇啊，你能养什么呢？养30只猫？
Well, actually, I'm keeping them in a fish tank.
The animals you pet are fish.
No, they are not fish. Take a guess what it is. Actually, they're tiny little, you know, animals. Seahorse.
Seahorses are very small.
Oh, really?
Right.
I've never gotten the chance to see them, but if I could keep 30 of them, I would have a really huge tank. But it was smaller than, you know, the seahorses. And it was like, you can find them after the rain on the plants. Usually after the rain on the plants, if you walk in a garden or walk in the parks, then it probably can, you know, see them.
Wow, 这个线索更加神秘了哈。就是Emma 老师刚才说她家里养了一种动物，一养就是30个，而且是在鱼缸里面，但又不是金鱼，也不是这个海马。
Exactly.
而且当下雨以后啊，经常能够在植物上看得到。
Yeah, exactly. So
这到底是什么呢？什么呢？
Actually, people eat them, especially in France.
还吃啊？
Yeah, especially in France. It's a very delicious, you know,
mushrooms,
dish.
But mushrooms, not animals.
Not mushrooms.
海星。
Not at all. Actually, they don't need a lot of water, or they don't need water, actually.
Oh.
Insects?
You mean the insects?
Well, can I call them insects? Probably they're insects.
30个昆虫，什么到底什么？我们已经迫不及待想知道答案了。
I'll give you the last clue, but a very, you know, important one. They move really, really slowly. They move really, really slowly. They have
snails.
Two feelers. Yeah.
30只蜗牛
exactly
养在家里面、
He's laughing at me, listeners.
不是不是，我很难想象，就是很难想象啊！哇，一个，但是很有意思。
But they're tiny little, you know, tiny little animals, very very small. You know, even like they are one quarter of your.You know, nail. They are one quarter of your nail.
只有你手指拇指
One quarter of your nail.
四分之一你的这个只有你的这个指甲四分之一的大小
Exactly.
这么小的蜗牛
Exactly.
Oh.
That's what I find on the plant and now I'm petting them.
See. So actually we're talking about zoo, right?
Exactly. That's what I, you know, brought back from the zoo. When I was visiting zoo, I found one snail.And I was thinking, you know, to pet them. Pet him, actually, I call it a him. And when I brought it back home, and I found it a tank, and I put it in. But after a week, I found 30.
Mm?
Yeah.
Oh, so you 养宠物，养这个蜗牛还增长了你对生物的知识。
Kind of like that.
一只蜗牛可以变成30只蜗牛。
Yeah, I observed them.
So I think you shouldn't call it him.It might be she.
That's true. So, let's get back to the zoo stuff.
Okay.
In a zoo, actually, if you want to, you know, give them very easy and simple classifications of those animals, so there are some words we need to talk. The first one, we've just mentioned it. It is the domesticated animals. This is the first category. And the second one, we have something, you know, you just mentioned, we say mammals.Right.
Mammals, 哺乳动物
Exactly.
哺乳动物有很多，像咱们也是哺乳动物，对吧？
Yeah, exactly.
然后这个，像这个猴子啊，猩猩啊，这个老鼠啊，这些熊猫啊，都是哺乳动物。
Exactly.
嗯。
And then I think the next one we say wild animals. There are some wild animals. It's very hard for people to see them, but you can find them probably.In the forest or in the meadow or the places like that. And also we have the birds, and what actually I was, you know, raising at home and I was talking about it, it's insect, right? Mm. Can we call a snail insect?
No, of course not. 当然不是啦。
Oh, really?
Insects, 那是昆虫嘛。
But we don't call it, like, insect. I think it is.
我觉得不是，因为我觉得它是软体动物。
嗯、
嗯，就像你不能把那个海星当作昆虫是一样的。
Exactly. So it is not an insect.
Anyway, actually there are more classifications of animals. I'm thinking about reptiles. Reptiles are, you know,
alligators,
you know, lizards, 蜥蜴 and also, you know,
Snakes, right?
爬行动物、mm. 啊，它们一般都是冷血动物。
And they, some of them have claws, right, to move.
对，
yeah.
地上爬的。
Exactly. And for, let's have a look. Oh, and we also have marine animals.
Right.
Like marine animals, like shark, like dolphin.
Marine 就是那个海底的动物。
Exactly, marine, M-A-R-I-N-E.
海洋的海生的动物
Exactly、
啊、嗯我们在
So for the different、you know the categories and、let's see those animals、start from mammals、what mammals can you think of? I can say one in the、you know the desert I think this one we say camel. This is the first one and also we have chimpanzeeThis is something, you know, we called, and probably they are like brothers of human ancestors.
大猩猩
Yeah, the chimpanzees. And the elephant.
大象
Exactly. And the giraffe.
长颈鹿啊
Exactly. The tallest of all land living animal species. And we can also have, oh, hippo.Hippopotamus, right?
这个是海马。
Yeah, hippopotamus. No, no,
no.
Yeah, exactly. or we just call them hippo. Actually, hippo is a large plant-eating mammals. Do you realize the biggest animals, actually, mostly they are, actually, they eat just, you know, the vegetables, the grass. They don't eat meat.So, actually, for these kind of animals,we have a special word to describe their eating habit. We call them herbivorous.
就吃草的动物就是 herbivorous, 对吧
Can you spell the word herbivorous?
H-E-R-B, herb. H-E-R-B-I-V-O-R-O-U-S.
Exactly.
Herbivorous.
Herbivorous.
吃草。那食肉怎么说呢
We say...Carnivorous.
Carnivorous.
Yeah.
食肉的动物
Carnivorous.
Carnivorous animals.
Yeah, exactly. Like tigers, like
lions.
Lions.
And those cats. And
yeah,
dogs,
yeah, exactly. Actually,、mm-hmm. I think bears are carnivorous.、
Mm-hmm.
But there was really sad news I learned from the zoo about the carnivorous animals like bears.、Mm-hmm. Actually,now bears, you know, they kind of eat everything,、
mm-hmm.
but they were born to be carnivorous, actually.、
Mm.
They want to eat meat, but human beings kind of get all the meat from the world, so they've got no food to eat, and they now turned kind of into...You know, the herbivorous.、
Mm-hmm.
They eat, you know, those honey, those, sometimes those trees and the leaves stuff.
好的，那么到目前为止我们就讲了很多很多动物园相关的一些词汇，有动物的名字、啊、包括动物的种类、
yeah. Yes, classifications.
以及人和动物之间亲密的关系、
exactly.
叫做 intimate relationship.要不最后呢我们再练习一下我们把学过的东西再拿出来我们做一个练习叙述一下关于动物园的一个话题
Yeah, let's talk about it
And with all the vocabulary
Exactly,
we just learned
So let's look back the list of the vocabulary and let's make them, you know, the answer for a topic in the exam. Probably this is something helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So here is
the question. Yeah. Could you describe your experience in a zoo?
Yeah, could you describe an experience in the zoo? Actually, the most difficult and the tricky part is you have to know some terms, some words about the zoo experience, especially the zoology, mm-hmm. the animals. So I think, you know, those words, you can use all of them and to, you know, probably surprise the examiner in the exam.
我们把这刚才的词汇再总结一下、
yeah.
然后最后再给大家说一下。
So start from the animals, right? We talked about those mammals,
哺乳动物
reptiles,
爬行动物
marine animals,
海生海洋动物
yeah, domesticated animals,
被驯化的家养动物
exactly, and probably we also have the insects.
昆虫
Exactly.、So, and for the eating habit, we would like to say they are carnivorous. Carnivorous.
食肉的
Yeah, they eat meat. And we have the herbivorous.
食草的
Yes. And also, you know, whatever. If people actually domesticate them, and we can build an...
intimate relationship.
Exactly. That's what animals, you know, that's what human beings really want to have with the animals.
Right.
Intimate relationship.
So, here is the question. You know, with all the vocabulary you just heard and learned, could you describe your experience in a zoo?
Wow. Describe an experience in a zoo. Well, actually, for this topic, I would like to start, you know, from the real experience of me recently.I'm an English teacher and I have to say always, because, you know, I can go to the zoo probably 4 or 5 times a week with my students to different, you know, those rooms for the animals. So, I want to describe the last weekend. I went to the zoo with 2 of my very lovely kids students. Actually, they wanted to see those wild animals, not like domesticated animals.
野生动物而不是
Exactly.、
嗯
so we were thinking about some very aggressive predators. We were thinking about the lions and the tigers and the bears. You know, they are really very aggressive predators.、
嗯、
we want to see how wild they can be.、
嗯、
so we actually got...ready for everything, bring the food for, you know, ourselves, and we wanted to feed them.、
Mm-hmm.
So we were like walking there to the zoo, very excited. But when we got there, and there was, a mountain, an artificial mountain called Lion Mountain in the zoo. So we were walking around the mountain, but we did not see any wild animals. We were so disappointed.And we were thinking about, you know, going to another place. But just at that moment, we saw a lion walking out slowly, but looked really sleepy. He, you know, it did not look like any, you know, like predator or aggressive mammal at all. And he did not look like a carnivorous, you know, animals at all. So...we were so curious about why people wanted to have the zoo to keep the animals、
mm-hmm.
from where they really belong to. I think that's really cruel.、
Mm-hmm.
So actually, at that time, we talked about this topic, I mean, with my students about the conscious conscience question.Like, if we should keep the animals in a zoo or just send it back to the wild.
嗯，这就是另外一个可以讨论的话题了。除了让你描述动物园经历之外，你还可以谈一谈人们是不是应该设立这样的动物园，
exactly.
把动物圈起来。
You can talk about your thinkings of this experience. You can talk about, you can describe it. And at last, I think it's a good idea to talk about your thinking.About this question.
好，你可以进行更多的拓展哈。那今天不管怎么样，我们学习了很多有动物的这个名词的说法哈。
Exactly.
动物的这个英文的说法，以及这个一些关键词，比如 intimate relationship、
mm-hmm.
亲密的关系，
yes.
以及动物不同的种类。
Exactly.
肉食的、食草的，
yes.
还有这个爬行的、
uh-huh.
哺乳的、
mm-hmm.
等等。
Mm-hmm.
那希望对大家的雅思口语考试有所帮助。 那最后呢，如果大家再想切磋一下啊，展示一下你的这个学习成果，不妨加入我们的 QQ 群。我们的 QQ 群的号码是26305437070，再说一遍，是26305437070，欢迎您的加入。
世界上没有不受限制的自由，
就像你有吸烟的自由，但你不能自由的吸烟，还影响他人的健康。
2015年6月1日，北京市控制吸烟条例正式实施，届时室内公共场所、工作场所和公共交通工具内禁止吸烟。
为了更好的生活，控烟需要全社会行动起来。
讲文明树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
真正的型男不一定来自选秀场，那里给不了你一身戎装。
真正的猛男不一定来自健身房，那里给不了你铁汉军魂。
真正的女神不一定全身名牌，也可以一身戎装。
真正的女神不一定来自秀场，
好，
也可以走进军营。
来当兵吧，在军营里遇见最美的自己。北京市热血新兵招募季现已全面展开，凡是驻京普通高校在校生、应届毕业生和具有北京市户籍高中毕业以上文化程度的适龄青年均可报名。查询相关政策请登录首都征兵网首页。
好，
saw you from the distance, saw you from the stairs.